Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Shattering by Karen Healy, narrated by Saskia Marleveld, and directed by Teresa Buchheister.
Chapter 1. Carrie. The first time I broke my arm, I was ready for it. I was 7 years old, and Jenna van der Zag and I were playing in her backyard. Jenna's backyard was a fantastic place for kids. A big dollhouse and a lot of bush out back for playing hide-and-seek in. And a brand new zip line her dad had made, sloping from a tall platform built into the sturdiest tree, down to a brace attached to the next sturdiest. Jenna had been using the zip line for days, and she flew down with style, blonde hair like a banner, the T-bar gripped tightly in her hands. I climbed the ladder and clung there as she ran the T-bar back up to me on its long rope. The zip line hadn't seemed so high up from the ground. What if I fell off and broke my arm? I thought. And I mean, I really thought. I pictured it in my mind, working out the way it could happen and what I should do if it did. I decided that a bone would go crunch or crack, and I would sit up and cradle my arm and yell, "Jenna, get your mum!" and then go to the doctor in the family's big blue van that fit all of the van der Zag kids for Sunday Mass. Then I opened my eyes, grabbed the T-bar, and took off flying all the way down the wire, screaming laughter at the rush of flight. My landing was perfect, and I ran the T-bar back up to Jenna for her turn, heart jumping with joy and terror. My body was so free. On the fourth time down the line, my palms were too sweaty. They slipped. I fell. My left arm went crack, and I yelled, "Jenna, get your mum!" before her big blue eyes could even fill with tears. Everyone praised me for being so brave, but I had still been scared. I had only known what to do if the worst happened. After that, it just seemed like a good idea to be prepared. I hung a go-bag on my door in case of a fire or an earthquake, and put a mini first aid kit in my backpack, and I rehearsed possible disasters in my head over and over until I was sure I knew how to react. I knew it sounded a little bit crazy, and I stopped telling anyone about it when Hemi Koroheki called me creepy, and with smug emphasis, neurotic, which was our year 8 word of the day. But I did it anyway. I had plans for what eulogy to give if both my parents were hit by a
sample complete. Ready to continue?